All right, John Moody is going to help us know how we can continue this coherence.
Thank you, Father Jim. I'd like to ask you to take 6 deep, slow breaths so that you can calm yourselves down and that I can calm myself down. So breathe in slowly and deeply. Let your belly expand. And breathe out slowly and deeply. And breathe in slowly and deeply. And breathe out slowly and deeply. And breathe in slowly and deeply. And breathe out slowly and deeply. And breathe in slowly and deeply. And breathe out slowly and deeply. And why I asked you to do this was to help you and me calm down and move from a state of stress into a state of relaxation. And what I was doing was asking you to move from your sympathetic nervous system to your parasympathetic nervous system. Because our autonomic nervous system has two of its parts are the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. And the sympathetic is anger, fear, me, me, me. And the parasympathetic nervous system is relax, heal, be social. And I much prefer to be in the parasympathetic nervous system, even though most of the time I land up in the sympathetic nervous system. And what's that got to do with heart rate coherence? Well, Jim was talking about the vagal tone. And the vagal tone is a measure of how well we are doing in the parasympathetic nervous system. And you can see what your heart rate coherence is like, what your vagal tone is like, by measuring your heart rate coherence. Because when my heart rate coherence is jiggly, like this, I'm in the sympathetic nervous system. And when it's like this, going up and down in a gentle fashion, my vagal tone is high, and I'm in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is where I would like to be. So the trick is to get as much as possible into the parasympathetic nervous system. There are lots of ways of doing it. Gratitude, compassion comes up. Yeah, get into gratitude, go into the parasympathetic nervous system. Get into compassion, go into parasympathetic. But one of the ways of doing it is what HeartMath has been exploring. So they have a book which you can learn the HeartMath techniques for getting into the parasympathetic nervous system by doing the things they suggest. But there are other ways. Right now, I'm reading a wonderful book called A Calm Brain, because I would like my brain to be calm, and I suspect that you might want your brain to be calm too. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to come and join us in a group that's going to continue these investigations. It's a follow-up group. It's been named the Afterglow Group to this wonderful series of Word and Life. And what we'll be doing is meeting, and I'm hoping it's going to be a group, not a lecture series, a group where we can talk to each other about what we are doing to get more into the parasympathetic nervous system. Because I think the parasympathetic nervous system is the basis of our spirituality. Spirituality has a lot in common with the aspects of the parasympathetic nervous system. In the parasympathetic nervous system, we don't fear God. We don't fear very much. We get into trust. We don't think very much about ourselves. We think about us, which is what happens in spirituality. spirituality, we kind of relax and be okay with things the way they are. We accept things. That's what happens in spirituality too. So in this group, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about ways to get into that wonderful spiritual place. One of them is by measuring your heart rate coherence, which is all that stuff over there. You don't need to have that stuff over there to get into the parasympathetic nervous system. You just need to use techniques that will get you into that parasympathetic nervous system. You can find out how well you're doing, which is what I do, by measuring it. I say, oh, that's working to get me in the parasympathetic system. Well, that's not. So I invite you to join us. The meetings will start at 10 o'clock on Tuesday next week at Friendship Manor. And there's a set of instructions on how to get there. And I'm doing it out of a meetup group. So if you'd like to join us, please put your name down on the list there. And then I'll contact you and give you details. But I'd like to switch at this point and thank Judith and the team of the Word and Life for what they've done with this wonderful series. And Judith, where are you? Come on up. Because you guys have given us a wonderful experience. And I want to present you with a gratitude card. So here's your gratitude card from all of us for this wonderful experience that you and your team have done. Thank you so much.